100 workers.
Kind of like a summertime weather pattern with a southerly flow, high humidity, moisture to fuel afternoon storms as the afternoon heat gets going, but slight variations each day. Tomorrow, a little less rain chance, perhaps, with a bit more stable conditions. In the morning tomorrow, we'll start off into the lower 70s with a spotty storm or two. The same for the afternoon tomorrow. Thursday afternoon, scattered thunderstorms and showers. Friday as well, partly cloudy to cloudy. The afternoon highs into the middle and upper 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Hot air balloon shows, live entertainment, food, arts, and craft vendors, a rodeo Saturday night, and fun activities all weekend long for the kids. The annual Bogalusa Balloon Festival, June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, 5 to 10 Friday, noon to 10 Saturday, noon to 5 Sunday, at Washington Parish Fairgrounds, Franklinton, Louisiana. The annual Bogalusa Balloon Festival. Follow our Facebook page for schedule details and more info.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC. Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth. And also find things in our country that we can unite on. Your host is William Wallace. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to another William Wallace for America show today here on WGSO 990 AM. So the disclaimer that comes on before my show, the views and opinions, I don't know if y'all heard that or not, but I just thought of something funny. So if I said that WGSO 990 AM is a great station, everybody should listen to it, I wonder if that would be a view or opinion that they would agree with. Either way, today I've got a guest on for the entire hour. I'm going to bring you on for in just a minute, but as you guys know, I like to talk about I like to try to find things that unites us. And while I'm a Republican-minded individual, freedom, liberty guy, you know, I always say I'm also concerned about the environment, which the people that are liberals and Democrats will say that the Republicans don't care about the environment. But I find myself in a position today where I'm concerned about the environment all the time. I would say, like, I like trees. You know, I'm not going to go hanging out in a tree to keep them from getting cut down. But my point of saying that is there's an issue going on right now around our country, and it's happening in our state, specifically in a place at Lake Maurepas. And I'm bringing on somebody here in just a second who's going to talk about the issues, talk about what's going on. You're going to find on this issue that Republicans are split, Democrats are split. They're all over the place on this. It's become an issue where big industries want to do this because I think they're getting money for it. And I'm not discrediting anybody. Let me be clear about this. While I always say follow the money, and you can see that, this is an environmental issue. And I'm going to focus on this one location because there's other places around the state that other elected officials are for it coming to their area. So, you know what? I'm about freedom and liberty. They want to choose that, great. But specifically in Lake Maurepas, I think we have a specific problem, and I'm going to bring Caleb Atwell on. Caleb, how are you doing today, sir?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for having me on your show, and I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Well, look, you know, it's funny because I heard about you a while back, and they said, you know a lot about this issue. And then I got a chance to meet you at the Capitol. You're fighting for your community, and you got a ton of facts on it. So let's get going. I don't want to do too much talking here. I want to get some of this information out. So exactly, let's do carbon capture for dummies. And I'm the dummy, and my listeners are super smart, so they're going to be able to pick up on your explanation of it.
All right. Well, carbon capture for dummies is, you know, just in a nutshell, what it is, you know, we manufacture, you know, things, And, you know, when you manufacture things in Louisiana, it creates this gas called CO2. I don't know if you've heard of it, but if you listen to CO2, there's been, you know, big fights about what exactly CO2 does to the environment, climate change. And so one of the solutions as a result of this whole climate battle that's being proposed is that we're going to go ahead and we're going to take this CO2, we're going to put it in, you know, we're going to capture it from wherever it's coming from. We're going to put it in a highly pressurized gas. We're going to put it in pipes, and then we're just going to go take it and inject it underneath the ground.
So let me stop you for one second. I'm going to stop you, Gregory, to ask you a question. As I'm listening to you, I'm thinking in terms of our listeners. So we make things. Carbon, is that something that we also emit when we breathe out?
It's also something we absolutely admit it. You know, when we exhale, we breathe carbon dioxide out.
So these people that are capturing the carbon, you said we make things. I'm assuming that it's big companies, big industries that have carbon. Are they getting it because their workers are just working so hard? They're releasing, you know, carbon. That's a slight joke. I'm not being serious there. Or is there actual the same? Because I would think that the carbon that humans emit when they're breathing is different from the carbon that is emitted from a plant or a factory when they're manufacturing something and you know, emitting carbon. What do you think about that?
You're absolutely right. I mean, it's different. It's like at an industrial scale.
Okay.
Right. You know, think about, you know, big industrial. I mean, the scale at which they emit carbon, you know, has caused this whole, going back to this whole big fight about, you know, climate change. And, you know, obviously when you're talking about two Republicans, I think there's a lot of Republicans that, you know, they don't buy into the whole, you know, CO2 causes man-made climate change. And then you got a lot of people, you know, a lot of, you know, kind of more of the leftist argument is that, yeah, it does. But no, you know, the carbon that's being produced out of these plants is completely different from kind of the carbon dioxide that me and you breathe out of. Just because of the quantity, like how much of this carbon dioxide is coming out.
Okay, so here's another question. Can trees breathe, like you know, trees take in the carbon that humans, you know, put out? Can trees breathe in the carbon that these plants put out? Have they done a study on that, you think?
I think there is a study out there, and I think that you can. I've even been doing some research. I think there's even places where they're using CO2 to help with trees, because, you know, trees need CO2 to survive.
Okay, so now I'm as we go through the explanation and get to the kind of set the stage in this first segment of the show. I want to get to the point. So these chemical companies are, I guess, capturing the carbon on location. Are they shipping it by truck, pressurized containers, or through pipelines to get it where they want to go to pump it underground?
It's my understanding, at least, and I'm most familiar with the Lake Morrepar project, but their proposal right now is, you know, they're actually trying to build this new hydrogen plant in Ascension Parish, and they want to take the CO2 that's being produced from that hydrogen plant, and they want to put it in like a highly pressurized pipe. I think the pressure on this pipe is like 3,500 psi, and they want to take this pipeline. They want to cut down some cypress trees, and they want to go basically run this pipeline from this plant in Ascension Parish, and they want to pump it like all over the bottom of Lake Morrepaw. So at least in the project that we're talking about a highly pressurized pipeline in which they're trying to move this carbon dioxide from Ascension, and then they want to store it underneath the bottom of Lake Maurepas.
Okay, so let's talk about that for 1 second. So now the Biden administration is the federal government, you know, run by the Biden administration now. They actually pay companies money to do carbon capture. Is that correct?
That's correct. So they're paying these companies like $85 a ton.
So, okay, so this is interesting now. You think about this. The Biden administration and the people who hate oil production in America are now all for more pipelines being built and putting stuff under the ground. Instead of taking it out with a pipeline, they're putting it back in underground via pipelines that they're against to save our country. Is that right?
I mean, that's the proposal, and I will say this, you know, there's a lot of the environmentalists on the left who are sitting there looking at what, and they actually see exactly the way, like exactly what you said. These kind of environmentally minded folks are looking at it and saying, hold on, wait a minute, you guys are proposing to save the environment, that we've got to do this, and that taxpayers are going to be putting the bill for this. So you actually have a couple of, you know, I had quite a few environmental groups that have taken the exact same position that you're talking about, or basically agreeing with you. They think this is crazy.
Now, when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about what happens when, because you have an instance where one of these pipelines has exploded. Under pressure, and we're going to talk about that when we get back from the break, and then we're going to go more into specifically what's going on at Lake Maurepas and how people can get involved to protect the environment of Lake Maurepas, which is actually an estuary. All right, Caleb, hang on with us till during this break here on WGSO 990 AM. I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner and tell them William Wallace sent you.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Faubourg Private Wealth, which provides holistic financial planning tailored for your family. Find out more at fpwa.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
you might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Tune in at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday for Herds Louisiana Live. Coming in hot, state government shenanigans, business, and more. Only on WGSO 990 AM.
All right, welcome back to WGSO with me, William Wallace for America. With me on the show is Caleb Atwell. We're talking about carbon capture underneath Lake Maurepar, which, oddly enough, is not a lake. It's actually an estuary, and I'll give you a brief, my layman's terms for this, which is it's not a lake. Actually, Lake Pontchartrain is not even a lake, and people are we call it a lake. I guess it's a big body of water, but the reality is it's estuary because water flows into it and out of it, and it's only a certain amount of depth, and there's certain kind of environmental standards or just definitions that make it more of a estuary than a lake. Is that right, Caleb?
That is correct.
Is it, and doesn't it make it more vulnerable, if you will, to or isn't an estuary more vulnerable than a lake?
Yeah, I think you might be correct on that. And for whatever reason, the states deemed, you know, Lake Maurepar specifically, they deemed that this lake is so sensitive that they don't even let people shrimp in the lake. Like, you can't run trawl nets along the bottom of the lake because within the bottom of this lake, they have these things called, I think they're called Rangia clams. And what these clams do is they filter, like, that's the only filtration system that this lake gets. So they've deemed that Lake Maurepar, is the bottom of the lake, is so sensitive you can't run a shrimp trawl through it. I think back in the 80s, they were dressed. There's something called shell dredging.
Well, that goes way back to like the Huey Long days, I think it is, and I might be wrong, but they used to allow the dredging of the shells, which they used for the roads, which ironically was used to build a lot of land. People don't realize that the lake was actually bigger. Well, I say it wasn't not that much bigger. In some areas, it was actually bigger, and they used the shell dredging to be able to build land and roads and whatever around the lake. But either way, though, it's been going on since the 40s or 50s, and you know they realized that the ecosystem of the lake was just way out of whack and polluted as a result.
Yeah, I mean, it's because it was stirring up sediment. It was you're collecting the creatures that are basically filtering the water out. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, Lake Maurepar is definitely sensitive. In the neighboring lake, Lake Pontchartrain, believe it or not, they actually banned, in addition to the shell dredging, they banned oil and gas exploration in Lake Pontchartrain. And Maurepar and Pontchartrain, if you look at them geographically, they're pretty much in the same basin. The only thing that separates them is like it's called the North Pass that kind of separates the land bridge in between, I think, LaPlace and Hammond. There's a land bridge, and that land bridge is important because it protects Baton Rouge and Central and everybody on that side from hurricanes.
So let's talk about this. Why do you think they're picking Lake Maurepar?
Why are they picking Lake Maurepar?
Mm-hmm. To pump all this stuff underneath. And I forgot to ask you the other question, but we'll ask that in a second, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, the reason why they're choosing Lake Maurepar is because it's a large body of water, and they believe that they can pump just a ton of CO2 underneath the lake, and then they're going to turn around and get a big, massive cash incentive. I read an article. It was, I think, the St. James Examiner says that they took some of their numbers and estimate they're going to get $425 million a year.
Oh my gosh.
In tax. Yeah, I know. In tax. We're not talking about some of the tax breaks they give for property tax. We're talking just these massive tax break.
Is that going to be state tax credits or federal tax credits?
That's federal tax credits.
And are they going to be getting anything from the state?
So the state's actually decided, I think, starting in about 3 years, starting, I think, in 2026, it came to light that the state's going to be paying the company that's doing this like $5 million out of the general fund.
But who approved that? Would have to go through the legislature. Who approved that? You know, or what body approved that? What I want to know, because how'd that sneak through a bunch of Republicans and Democrats? Because, like I said, it's, you know, they're spending money. So it's funny because that our legislature will argue a chicken sandwich, and I watch them argue over movie tax credits. Now, look, I've heard both sides. I don't want to say I'm neutral on it, but I understand the benefit of having the movie industry here. Either way, that's not the argument right now. But I've heard them argue tax credits on the movie industry, which brings in money into the state. But now you're telling me the state's going to give this industry even more money to pump poison, you know, basically pollution underneath our lake, where our fishing industry and our shrimp industry and our habitats are so weak right now and vulnerable, because we've got coastal erosion coming up one side. Our lake just got back into natural order in the last, you know, what, 10, 20 years after all these years of dredging. And now they want to pump more poison underneath and pay people to do it. The federal government's going to give them a tax credit. It sounds ridiculous to me, Caleb.
It sounds ridiculous to us too. And it was, I think it was Representative Wheat, who sits on the House Appropriations Committee, was going through a stack of papers, I think, in April, and it came to, and lo and behold, this is one of the things that he saw, where I think it was Louisiana Economic Development had committed $5 million out of their budget to, starting, I think, in 2026 to help that, you know, that where Louisiana's going to be paying this. And there's a, I'll send you that exchange, if you want to hear it, but yeah, it's crazy. And what's important to note about CO2 is, you know, the industry guys will kind of say what you said earlier. Well, CO2, there's nothing dangerous. You breathe, you know, you inhale oxygen and you exhale CO2. And that's not dangerous, but CO2, kind of getting into what you were talking about before we went on break, is, over in Yazoo County, Mississippi, they had an instance where they had a CO2 pipeline rupture, right? And so when this CO2 pipeline ruptured, keep in mind, these pipelines are under heavy pressure, and we're talking about an industrial level quantity of CO2 coming out from underneath this pipeline. When this pipeline ruptured, it put 50 people in the hospital, because with CO2, it's an asphyxiant. So what happens whenever you get a large amount of CO2 from one of these pipelines burst, it basically creates this kind of CO2 plume. And it sucks it, because I think CO2 is heavier than oxygen, it basically sucks all the oxygen out of the air. So you're having people, and this is a documented instance, you can look at Yazoo County CO2 gas leak, and you can read it, but, you know, when this happened, people weren't able to
say. Caleb, I got to interrupt you because we got 10 seconds before the break, so we're going to finish this story after the break. This is really interesting. I got some questions about it too. This is our long break, so after this break, we're going to get back to this story here on WGSO.
On the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
When you think of a hotel, you think of some place you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience. In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high-quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trayvon has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. With fentanyl overdose deaths in Louisiana up by over 40% in the last couple of years, the State Department of Health launches a campaign to raise awareness. By the governor's decree, today is Fentanyl Awareness Day in the state. And LDH's Dr. Joe Cantor says we all should know that just 2 milligrams of fentanyl can trigger an OD.
Because it's coming into the country through these cartels and these supply chains, it's just out there. So again, the risks of using drugs are so much greater now because of fentanyl.
Visit opioidhelpla.org to learn more. A House passed a bill to make burglary of an inhabited dwelling a crime of violence, and subject to those penalties, cleared its first hurdle in the upper chamber today. Bill sponsor, Representative Debbie Villio of Metairie.
It's time that we stop coddling the offenders and that we start recognizing the victims. I can tell you personally, the trauma that goes along with this crime is lifelong.
That bill now moves to the full Senate floor. This is news from LRN.
They say America doesn't make anything anymore. They say no one stands behind their products. They say nothing is built like it used to be. But they haven't met us. We are Mueller, a family business building on 90 years of doing what they never could. Mueller Metal Roofs and Buildings, made in America. Made to last.
If you're a Medicaid member, changes are coming that could cause you to lose benefits. The good news is you may be eligible to take part in a special enrollment event and qualify for a plan for less than $10 a month. If you need assistance, contact Navigators for a Healthy Louisiana today. We provide free guidance to help you choose the health insurance option that's right for you and your family. To find out more, visit GetCoveredLA.org. That's GetCoveredLA.org.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner and tell them William Wallace sent you.
All right, we're back. Before we get started, a couple things. Don't forget about Patriot Mobile. If you guys have seen me in person, you hear me talking about them all the time. They are a company that believes in the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, conservative values, our Constitution, our military, our first responders, and they give back. They donate a portion of their proceeds to organizations that share those values. And if you want to support a company like that, then please switch your cell phone service to Patriot Mobile. And you do that by going to patriotmobile.com/WWFA. That forward slash WWFA is really important. It's William Wallace for America, WWFA. And because you get free activation if you use that promo code and competitive rates. Anyway, and the other thing I want to say to you, Caleb, before we actually get back to the interview here, is, you know, I know that there's industry that wants to be able to use this technology in other places of the country and our state. And you pointed out that, like, up in northern Louisiana, there's these big areas of land that they could do this under, and the people up there want it because they want the money, and it would be relatively safe because there's nothing on, there's nothing, you know, that would destroy. Is that correct?
That's correct. Is, you know, there are, when we were in the committee here and we heard from people from North Louisiana who said, hey, we like this. We're even more rural than where I live, and they want it.
Let them have it.
Let them have it. As far, I mean, there's people in the state that want it. What we've been saying all along is that for us, for our area, specifically Lake Maurepas, we don't want it. We don't want it in Lake Maurepas and the surrounding parishes.
What's sad is there's not enough people around that area to really be louder. I mean, I know you guys are loud, y'all speaking out, but man, if it was a, you know, population of, you know, 100,000 people, they'd be listening. And it's sad that the little guy is always the little guy is losing in this case. Now, right? Yeah. I mean, but before we do that, let's talk about Yazoo, Mississippi, where we have an explosion. You explained how the CO2 escapes and it creates a cloud, sucks all the oxygen out of the air. So what else happens?
So the people that were trying to get away from it, they go to get into their vehicles. They go to start their vehicles, but their vehicles don't start because your vehicle's a combustion engine, so it requires oxygen to run. And the Yazoo County, the fire department shows up to come in and rescue these people, and they're, you know, they use combustion engines too. So they're not able to get to the people that they need to. And it's just sad because you had, you know, I think approximately 50 people that ended up in the hospital. A couple of these people, because it starved their oxygen from brain, you know, so long, they experienced some brain damage, and it was a really bad incident that happened up there. And now the industry guys will come back, and what they're going to tell you is that we're going to create super safe pipelines now. Basically, that's kind of their, when you bring this up, they're going to come back and say that they're going to build pipelines that just aren't going to leak like what happened in Yazoo County. But whenever it happened, this is what we know what happens when these pipelines leak, because we got a documented instance of it.
So now they want to put this into you're not a heavily populated area, but the fishing industry, our environment, I know it's super safe, and they say it's super safe, but it's a more fragile area than parts of northern Louisiana where you're just pumping underneath ground in under a bunch of trees, you know
you're absolutely correct.
I mean, I want people to think about this. Okay, you're riding up the highway to Hammond to go to the Strawberry Festival. You know, this is not far from where the Strawberry Festival is. You know, this is, a quaint little area up in Maurepas and that little Hammond area and that Ponchatoula area right around it. And, you're seeing the camps on either side. You're seeing the fishing boats coming in. It's a beautiful part of Louisiana. And why would we want to chance that right there? If they can do it someplace else where there's less population and less fragile of an environment, let's encourage them to go elsewhere. Is that what you're saying?
I mean,
you're not trying to stop it statewide. You're just trying to stop it right there.
Like I said, am I a big fan of carbon capture? No, but I respect that. Other communities want this. I want to give them the same respect that I'm asking for, which is, hey, this isn't good for us. Because one thing that you've got to consider, Lake Maurepas, that's the future tourism of Louisiana. I mean, that's what Lake Maurepas has always been touted. I mean, crabbing is a huge industry in Lake Maurepas. They crab in Lake Maurepas, and they export these crabs up to Maryland to eat. And you got all these nice camps and property owners that surround Lake Maurepas that move there to see a beautiful lake. They don't want to see, these big oil rig type structures all over the lake. We don't want all this onerous infrastructure that's related to the CCS. We don't want to see that, and there's already laws that kind of keep industry from coming into Lake Maurepas.
So we haven't had
any oil exploration in Lake Maurepas, I think, since the 1950s or 1980s.
I just say I know they've deemed it safe, and I know they've deemed it to where, but it seems to me the clearing of cypress trees to be able to put pipelines can be a reason for erosion. We've already got, we already know that, the Army Corps of Engineers built levees to dam back the river for the, that was safe, we'll say. But now we've got so much coastal erosion, they're having to, build pipelines underneath, the levees and use eminent domain to take over people's properties to be able to flood, put more land back in, which is going to destroy fishing, which I'm not going to argue whether that's right or wrong. I'm just saying that's an issue going on right now. I've heard both sides, and I am all about trying to fix our coast being eroded, but are they going to be using eminent domain in Lake Maurepas to build some of this these structures?
They're not going to be using eminent domain because they went and signed an agreement. Everything that they, all of their pipelines are actually being run through these wildlife management areas, which were donated to the state of Louisiana or sold to the state of Louisiana with the understanding that these wildlife management areas would be areas of conservation. Landowners never would have sold it to them if they thought they were going to turn around and start using it for industrial uses.
So these areas are managed wildlife areas that the average person would get fined or the business would get fined if they did anything with it. These are managed wildlife areas to be able to keep Louisiana beautiful, to protect our environment in an area where our ecosystem is very fragile, and they're going to clear cut it, put pipelines in, and pumps up under the ground, which they say is safe. Do you know how long has carbon capture been being done?
Uh, So there's only, so as far as this type of carbon capture, there's only two active carbon capture two active carbon captures in America that we know, and they're both in Illinois, and they're permitted through the EPA. Where they've used carbon capture before is in limited uses to go in and like try to get oil out of the ground. That's the only use of carbon capture today.
So what about Yazoo? You said there's two in Illinois. Was Yazoo, Mississippi, a third?
Yazoo, and they were using the CO2 to go in and pull oil out of the ground.
So they weren't doing carbon capture. They were using CO2 to get oil out. So the only place this is happening is in Illinois, and how long has it been going on for?
I don't think it's been going on very long, but I'd have to do a little more research before I answer that question.
So this is again, I'm not going to criticize the big industry that wants to do this. I'm not trying to fight the big guy right now. Okay, because even though whether I agree or disagree with it, I can tell, like we talked about earlier, if they have another place that they want to do this. I'm just going to say experimental, because even though I'm not a scientist at all whatsoever, just based off on general knowledge of life, pipelines, oil, gas, business, carbon, you know, all the pollutions, everything that you can see in our world happening, all the, you know, the accidents and the oil spills and all that going on, it just seems to me that you would save Lake Maurepas for a generation or down the road when it's been tried in other areas where there's no population and the environment's not as fragile. Is that the argument you all are trying to make?
That's the argument we're trying to make. And another point going specific to Lake Maurepas is underneath Lake Maurepas, it's documented. They have a bunch of fault lines, right? So you know what a fault line is.
Yes.
Right? I mean, fault lines are what cause earthquakes. Now, we're not talking about earthquakes like you would see in California, but what happens when these fault lines move, for example, all of the, you mentioned coastal restoration.
So wait, Caleb, I got to interrupt you. We got to take another short break. After the break, talk about the fault lines and the federal study what they said about Lake Maurepas when we get back here on William Wallace for America.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guests to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience. In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high-quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trayvon has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
All right, everybody, welcome back to William Wallace for America. Don't forget about Patriot Mobile. Your service could probably even get better because they use all the carrier lines. They're not just dedicated to one carrier like Sprint or Verizon or T-Mobile. They use all the carrier lines, and you'll save some money with them at William Wallace for America here on my show. But patriotmobile.com/WWFA to get some discounts at Patriot Mobile. So Caleb, before the break, we were talking about not only the safety issue and how fragile Mar is. You were telling us a statistic, but after you finished that statement or that little story you were telling us, I want you to tell us about the document or the study that was done by, I think you said, the federal government. You know, earlier today you told me about this, that study that had a study about this lake and how fragile it is. I'll let you finish.
So it wasn't about this lake. It's not about this lake, but basically there's this organization called the National Energy Technology Laboratory, and they're a member of the Department of Energy. And they came up with a study. It's called, and the title of the study is called The Economics of Carbon Capture and Sequestration, where they tell the industry guys basically, hey, when you're doing a project, this is what you should look for. And there's a couple of factors that I'm going to hit on. According to this study, it says projects in sparsely located areas are more likely to succeed because they encroach on fewer organized interests. So our argument is that while Lake Maurepas is not an urban location, they've encroached upon the interests of a large number of recreational users, hunters, fishermen, and residents that are all fighting against them. That's who we're standing with. It also says projects from jurisdictions with a legacy support of fossil fuel structure, that's where you want to do it. We've already established that Lake Maurepas and Lake Pontchartrain, they don't have a support for the fossil fuel industry in those lakes. Projects that require less onerous arrangements for carbon capture and storage, that's, onerous. Obviously the infrastructure that they're wanting to put under this lake, we would argue that's onerous. And then they say that projects that enjoy support from civil or environmental groups are more likely to succeed. Well, all of the local governing authorities, Livingston Parish, St. John Parish, Ascension Parish, the towns of Killian, Springfield, and I think just recently Gramercy, they've all passed resolutions against this particular area. And they have some other factors, but even if you're a guy that loves carbon capture, according to this study, you've got, this isn't the right place to do it because you've got too many political factors that are obviously fighting against you, because we've got two bills in the House right now. HB 120 bans them from putting the platforms in our lake, and then we got HB 267, which puts a 10-year moratorium on any carbon capture and storage in the lake. Those are two bills that made it out of committee last Tuesday that these industry guys are having to deal with because, I guess they just didn't look at the study before they selected this site.
See, that's just it. It almost seems to me like You know, they felt like they were not, well, they were not going to get any pushback for this area. And while you as a resident and your friends and family that share that area, you're not many, your voices are loud, but I think that what you're doing is setting an example for other parts of the state, because what happens if the, you know, they decide to go under Lake Bourne, or they decide to go underneath some other area that has a sensitive ecosystem? You guys are setting the stage to say, look, we're not trying to fight you and shut you down completely. We're just saying, think twice about the areas that you're going to do this in, especially since it's only being done in two other places in the United States. And the one other place that they were doing something with carbon, they had a major, you know, they already had one major explosion.
Yeah. And before we go, because I know we're about to run out of time, I want to tell you how it's made it this far. Okay. I'm going to give you legislative background. Keep it to 5 minutes. They passed the framework for carbon capture in 2009. Okay. In 2020, they passed the Senate bill while COVID restrictions were in place. And we know what COVID did to our First Amendment rights.
There was, that's right,
there was limited public input. There wasn't any debate. So the bill just kind of flew through the Senate. Okay. Then, you know, hurricane, you know, that's kind of legislative background. The agreement, when this agreement was signed, Hurricane Ida made landfall August 29th, 2021. Okay. Less than 60 days after that, the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources holds a Zoom call. That was the only input that the public had for this, is they got a Zoom, they held a Zoom call, and they basically said, you know, the regulations at the time were they should have gone into each one of these parishes and held a public hearing before they signed the agreement. In lieu of that, and because of COVID, they use this COVID exception, they just held this Zoom call and said, hey, we're just going to hold this Zoom call. That's the only chance the public's got. And in doing so, they violated the rights, in my opinion. I don't know if they legally, but in principle, they violated the opinion of over, you know, 300,000 people that all in all of the parishes that they affected. So I wanted to get that out there, because the most important thing about that is you have people in some of these parishes that were still without power during when they held this one Zoom call to sign away the bottom of our lakes, right, just to sign our rights away. So I'm going to give it back to you.
I love that, because what you're saying right there is a microcosm of story after story, situation after situation, all over our country, on how government is able to get bigger, violate people's rights, how big industry. Look, and I'm not against big industry at all whatsoever. I just don't like it when big industry coupled with government intrudes on people's freedoms, liberties, our property rights, and our environment. And they do it in the name of dollars, because $425 million a year, I think you said was the number. That's a lot of money that a business wants to go after. And when they're a big business, they've got the machinery, they've got the manpower, and it's so easy for them to go after that money. That's a big nugget to go after. So I get why, but I don't appreciate the how. And or the where in this case.
How they did it was just inappropriate. And then the other thing that I always bring up in their counter is, well, we got to, you know.
We have 40 seconds.
The CO2 that they're pumping underneath the lake, it doesn't go into anything. It's not used for any type of manufacturing. It doesn't benefit society anyway. It's not like oil and gas. It just does nothing for us. It's supposed to go in the ground and stay there forever.
And if it doesn't, it ruins the environment. Caleb, thank you so much. Caleb, what's the organization that people can get involved with?
So you can go ahead and like the Lake Moore Park Preservation Society Facebook page, and, you know, call your legislators and tell them to support HB 120 and HB 267.
Caleb, thank you so much. I'll see you at the Capitol soon. All right, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Wallace.
All right, everybody. Have a great day. See you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining
for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.